All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The news of the day, which broke, I was driving in, and I heard on Sportsmanlike, they had P.J. Carlissimo on, doing an interview with P.J. Carlissimo, and they interrupted it to bring you to bring folks the news, the sad news, that Jerry West has died at the age of 86. Jerry West, obviously one of these signature figures in NBA basketball. He is, in fact, the logo. But
which might be the greatest nickname ever.
It is
the logo?
It is a great nickname. I mean, the fridge is great, but it doesn't come up. It doesn't.
Yes.
In terms of power moves, the logo.
Yes.
And so there will be today, appropriately, reflections on all that he accomplished as a player and then as an architect of teams, most recently with the Clippers, but of course, almost all of that, the glory moments, with the Los Angeles Lakers, both as a player and as an executive. And we will hear about the championships. We will hear what a breathtakingly fabulous player he was. And then to transition that into being really the man who was considered the best executive at the time in the league, that's not a combination you get too often. Let's take Michael Jordan, for example, right? Really good at one of those, not really good at the other, right? And Jerry West was brilliant at both. There will not be a lot of time spent on Jerry West and his chapter in Memphis. Obviously, in the grand scheme and the span of his career, his time at Memphis, just like his time with the Clippers, honestly, a footnote. But we lived it, we experienced it, and so I thought I'd talk a little bit about that here at the start of the show. I think you have to say in the end that the Jerry West era was disappointing. Wouldn't you say that?
I think it's mixed.
It's clearly mixed. I'm not, but bottom line, what people hoped for when he got the job and what he delivered, disappointing.
I think
not a single playoff win, three playoff appearances, picked QB. He was coach of the year and executive of the year in the same. It was not, I'm not saying it was, this is not an unmitigated disaster by any stretch, but I think
though he was necessary. I think at that point in time, we needed to see what winning basketball looked like. And I do.
I think important, all of those things.
Yeah.
But right now, if you ask me how do Memphis fans think about Grizzly West and Jerry West and the Jerry West era, I think they think it was largely not what they had hoped it would be on the day that he was introduced.
Yeah, that's probably.
And
yeah,
there's also,
right.
I mean, to me, like some of the signature moments are Jerry West's soul leaving him at the lottery when the Grizzlies it gets shafted. Like that's
in fairness, that was all of us.
Yes, that was all of us. But so there is that. It's Jerry. And that disappointment, and then it's overlaid with the whole, did Jerry West tell Kobe Bryant not to come here?
Right.
You know? So I think it's definitely mixed. But actually, I was setting up the disappointing part because I think ultimately was disappointing. I think Jerry West would say he didn't accomplish what he wanted to accomplish here. But I'm with you. I think that overlooks how important it was at the moment and how cataclysmic it was when he chose to come here.
Yes.
Like
the architect of the Lakers.
The way you felt the other day when you woke up and you read that Elon Musk was bringing a mega computer,
yeah,
of mega factory of compute here, it was that multiplied by 100. Because in the end, like Elon Musk, it's big, it's a computer, it could be ultimately more important, but we're not going to see any of that.
Right.
You know, it's not as, it's going to happen in the, they haven't named it. Elon hasn't named it, and the chamber hasn't named it, but it's going to happen in the old Electrolux plant and whatever, and hopefully it'll become more significant. But Jerry West, and he didn't just take the job in Memphis.
He moved.
He moved to Memphis. There are executives right now who work for the Grizzlies who have not.
Yes.
Jerry West, Belair Jerry West, he up and moved to Memphis with his family. He put his kid in school at Memphis. He lived in Southwind. Johnny played at Lausanne.
With Mark.
He moved to Memphis. And this was at a time when the Grizzlies had moved here, and we can belabor. I don't want to belabor it, but everyone knows whatever. If you're certainly at this point familiar with the story about how incredibly polarizing all of that was, with half the city, it felt like having NBA, you know, no taxes NBA signs in their yard, And the fight over building the FedEx Forum after we'd had the pyramid, and then the team stunk. Let's be honest. The team stunk. You had Powell and you had Shane, but the team was bad and irrelevant. And it had been bad in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And Billy Knight, nice guy. Like, it was Dick Versace was sort of a mixed bag, and Jerry would talk about this all the time. He was gobsmacked that he came to this city and the Tigers were number one by a mile.
Right.
By a mile. And Mike Heisley, God rest his soul, he was in some ways not a perfect owner, and in some ways could be very cheap.
Sure. I mean, the deal we saw in the Mark documentary, like, it was going to require like $500,000 cash.
But he took the swing, and he persuaded Jerry West to come here. Bill Plaschke, who is a wonderful guy and an incredibly gifted writer for the LA Times, you might see him on Around the Horn, he wrote a column mocking the idea that Jerry West would come here. This was before he ended up coming here. Just mocking the idea that Jerry West would come to Memphis. But he did. It may be the most significant thing he did. Hiring Hubie may be the most significant thing he did. Coming here and then hiring Hubie. Like, those were the most significant things he did while he was here. He gave this franchise and this city, as an NBA city, credibility. Incredible, out of the blue, what just happened, credibility. So he moves here, which is still a little hard to get your mind around. And the team gets off to a slow start because they were not a good team. And he has to make a coaching hire. And he hires Hubie Brown. People laughed at that too. Hubie Brown? Been out of the league for ages? Hubie Brown, who was not exactly a modern NBA guy, didn't coddle players. Like,
I remember Hubie some people Brown, thinking they hired maniac? The Bartlett coach. Remember Hubie?
The what coach?
The Bartlett coach. Oh, there was a right, Hubie yeah, Bartlett right, guy. Yeah, I remember right. some people thinking, like, wait, what?
That maniac? That's what he was known as in the NBA. And then that over-the-hill maniac. He couldn't, he stayed in TV because no one in the NBA wanted to hire him. That's why he stayed in TV so long. And he hired Hubie Brown. And that team is the first team that lit the spark that has become the full-fledged love affair between this city and the Memphis Grizzlies. And there have been great nights in Grizzlies history. And most of them happened, most of the greatest happened when the Core Four played here. But right up there is that first home playoff game when Hubie got the Coach of the Year award. Grizzlies are in the playoffs. They famously hand out growl towels, and they save money on the growl towels. Because they basically came apart when people started whipping them up over their heads. And a cloud of white descended all over the arena. And and it was a wonderful, magical night. And then, of course, the Grizzlies did lose. This, by the way, was at a time to even back out a little bit larger. This was at a time, like, you might think Memphis is at a low ebb right now, and I think it is. But we have seen low ebbs before. And after the NFL thing flopped, that chase that had been going on for, seemed like forever, that the city had sunk its soul into, all those people showing up, all those preseason games to prove Memphis's worthiness as an NBA town, all of that. The NFL picks Nashville, and that was a gut punch. And it just felt, people were crapping on, Memphians were crapping on Memphis all the time. And then all these things started happening. One of them was AutoZone Park being built, this jewel downtown, which we couldn't quite believe. One of them was John Calipari coming to town. And one of them was Jerry West coming to town. But the other thing that happened that same year was the Tyson Lewis fight.
Yeah.
Indeed, I missed Jerry's opening introductory press conference at the Peabody, I think it was. Chris was certainly there, and we'll talk to Chris about it when he joins us at 10 o'clock. I missed it because I was in Maui because Tyson, that's where Tyson was training.
Camping, yeah.
Yeah. So Tyson was training in Maui, and
tough assignment.
We didn't know exactly. Well, what made the assignment particularly fun was we didn't know what
Maui.
Day, what? Yeah, but we didn't know what day he would talk in Maui. It was like, come to Maui and you'll be notified when Mike wants to talk, which means you're stuck in Maui until Mike wants to talk.
Cry me a river.
That's a tough deal.
Yeah,
but I will say I did feel, I felt like I was in Hawaii. And here, back in Memphis, there was this Jerry West story. It was an electric time in Memphis, and a time when the sports world really started to change. And Jerry, to his credit, like, Jerry never... The old, if you embrace Memphis, it'll embrace you back. He didn't embrace Memphis, because that's not what he does. That's just not who he is, you know? There is no one, and I guess at this point, maybe the public image of Jerry West, people understand what a maniac he was or could be, how he coped with anger and depression and all of that. And so you have this view of him as this incredibly elegant, stately logo figure. And then the reality of Jerry is so incredibly jarring. Like, everyone who has worked with or around Jerry West has Jerry West stories. And the stories are all of a piece. They're all the time that Jerry West went off, right? For me, one of those stories, and I lament to this day that I don't have the phone mail, the voicemail he left me, was after Jason Williams stole my pens and came after me in the locker room. And then subsequent to that season, Jerry traded Jason Williams to the Heat in a deal bringing back Eddie Jones. I forgot the rest of the contours of that deal, but I was critical of the deal in the paper. And Jerry called me and left a voicemail just calling me every...
Name in the book.
Name in the book. And also saying, I wish that no one had gotten between Jason and you on in the locker room and Jason had beat the hell out of you.
Mm-hmm.
But then he'd end it with, good talking to you. Yeah, whatever. See you soon.
How's the family?
He was just kind of unhinged. And so it was, and those, everyone has those stories. We recently saw him in the miniseries, right? Did you watch any of that?
Winning Time. I did watch
Winning Time. And he came off as unhinged, and people objected. His people around him, his camp, literally objected to this, right? I don't think they filed suit, but they definitely spoke up about...
I thought they might have filed suit.
And listen, maybe it was exaggerated. I didn't watch a minute of it. So I can't speak to whether it was exaggerated, but the actual real-life version was something to see. There's no question about that. And it came from, I did another column on Jerry, and it was about his brother. His brother was killed in the war.
Yeah, the show actually got into that a little bit, about the impact that that had.
Jerry grew up in crushing rural poverty.
Yeah.
Crushing West Virginia rural poverty. And one of the things he told me about his brother, and maybe this was in the show, I don't really know, was his brother, he loved his big brother, and his brother looked out for him. And his brother paid to get his teeth fixed, to get Jerry's teeth fixed, because Jerry was growing up with hideously crooked teeth. And his brother knew that in the broader world that is important that you not have, and so his brother paid to get his teeth fixed. Jerry was created from some hard stuff. And he did. Like, he would, very famously, it was a Game 7 where he got in his car. Lakers were playing in a Game 7. And he got in his car and just drove the freeways. Because he didn't want to, didn't listen, didn't, he just, he wanted to be away from it. He couldn't handle it. He was a tortured soul. It's funny because when he left Memphis, there's a book called Anyway, The Paradoxical Commandments by Kent Keith, Finding Personal Meaning in a Crazy World. Here, I'll read you the introduction. The Paradoxical Commandments do not focus on popular symbols of success like wealth, power, and fame. Instead, they focus on meaning. The meaning you can get from loving others, doing good, being honest, thinking big, fighting for underdogs, building, helping others, and giving the world the best you've got. Each action you take can be enough in and of itself, whether anything follows from it. When you live the paradoxical commandments, each action you take will be complete because each action will bring its own meaning. When you live the paradoxical life, you will find personal meaning in a crazy world. You will make a difference. You will change lives. One of the lives you change will be your own. So that's the book. And Jerry, I have it because Jerry gave it to me. Jerry, who wished that Jason Williams beat the hell out of me. And the inscription says, Jeff, this book reflects almost everything I believe in life. As my life runs down in the NBA, I would hope this would be as meaningful for you as it has been for me. Best wishes always, Jerry West. If I had to save a book from my house, it's the book I'd save. Not because I've even read it, Because
Jerry West inscribed a note.
Jerry West is greatness. Like, he is the personification of greatness. And yeah, he inscribed it. Like, that's we're all complicated. To say Jerry was complicated, who isn't complicated, right? We're all complicated. Jerry was extremely complicated. Unbelievably gifted, incredibly driven, and extremely complicated. But I think you see in that note, like, what's there underneath the outbursts and the, you know, it felt like every day was a struggle for Jerry. It doesn't seem like that. You look at the logo, it should be easy. It should be graceful. It should be effortless. It should be a charmed life. That's what you assume. I think every day was a struggle for Jerry. And my God, did he leave a legacy? And including helping to establish the foundation for this NBA franchise that has now been here. Listen, we're approaching the end of the 30-year lease, you know, that is now an incredibly critical part of this city and how it thinks of itself. I still, though, Jerry and the Goats may have been one of my favorite moments. Like, that's how Jerry went out. Silky Sullivan had these goats. Are there still goats? I think there's still goats there, right? At Silky's? Aren't there still goats? It's been a long time.
Yeah, I felt like the last time I was there, they weren't there, but that doesn't mean that they're not. Like, I don't know if they're there all the time.
The Grizzlies, and I think it was for the LeBron lottery. The Grizzlies, pre-Jerry West, had traded
Otis
Thorpe. They traded a draft pick for Otis Thorpe.
I believe it was a Vancouver trade, correct?
And it was a highly protected pick. And
yeah.
Every year that it was passed further and further
it got
and further
passed
down
forever.
And the protections got smaller and smaller. And so it got thinner and thinner. So by the time you got to the LeBron draft, it was LeBron and it was Carmelo and it was, as we know, Darko.
Who?
And the Grizzlies would keep the pick. Would keep the pick.
Only.
Only it was top one protected. Top
number one
protected in the LeBron draft. So the Grizzlies would keep the pick if they picked first and got LeBron. Otherwise, it was going to Detroit because they had once traded it away for Otis Thorpe. So before this draft, I don't know why we got the idea that Silky's goats were lucky.
Good luck.
But Silky's goats were deemed to be lucky. And so Jerry West and his wife show up one day to be blessed by Silky's goats. And if you could ever have a contrast between, like, when Bill Plaschke wrote about how absurd it was that Jerry would come to Memphis, this is what he had in mind. Like, Jerry, L.A. Country Club Jerry, is not moving to Memphis where all they have is... And sure enough, there he is.
Pretty sure he was Riv, by the way.
Being blessed by goats. What?
Pretty sure he was a Riv.
Yeah, it was Riv. Yeah. He was a Riv.
LACC's not big on celebrities.
I'm sorry. So what's the...
I played there. No big deal.
Riv is...
Riviera.
Yeah. So, and there he is. And he wasn't above it. He wasn't above it.
Well, he wanted the number one pick.
It didn't work. Anything that would get you there.
I mean, in fairness to Jerry West at that point, like, you're probably willing to try anything at that point.
And they were. And they, of course, very famously, you get to the lottery. It comes down to two teams. One, you're getting LeBron. One, you're getting nothing. And Jerry has subsequently, you know, we knew.
Right, he knew, yeah.
Anyone would have picked Carmelo except for Detroit, which decided to pick Darko. Darko Milicic. And sure enough, Grizzlies finish second. And Detroit gets the pick. And then Denver ends up with Melo third. I feel lucky to have brushed against Jerry West. I mean, I've been in rooms where Tiger has interviewed. You know, I've been at Tiger interviews. I've been at the Masters. I've been whatever else. But I didn't know Tiger at all, you know. But Jerry, one of the true greats, and he passed through Memphis and left his impact, obviously on the league, but on this city, as well. Do you have any, like, where were you? You were in school at this point.
Yeah, this is middle school to high school. I mean, I remember Johnny playing at Lausanne and on that Mark team. Like, those were events. Like, when Lausanne came to play basketball, that was an event. And then, like, I remember, like, sitting in the stands and watching
Would they beat you all?
Oh, yeah, they were awesome.
I mean, they were awesome, but I didn't know what MUS was.
I mean, MUS was good, decent, but not, right. Like, yeah.
Didn't have a freaking
They did not have an NBA guy.
Of course, we didn't know him as an NBA guy.
Well, I mean, that was always, you know, that was what was funny, because our legendary coach, Jerry Peters, his son, Jason, was Lausanne's coach. Right? So, yeah. But, I mean, I remember Jerry walking in, and, like, the whole room just stops. It's like, there's Jerry West. And
it's like, that's it. It's there's Jerry West.
Well, and then the funny thing is, I was trying to always explain it to my college friends. So then, obviously, Jerry leaves, was it 07? And they moved back to L.A., and he'd show up at Pepperdine games. And it was almost like the same scene again. Like, I'm watching it in college. Here comes, like, Jerry West would walk into games, and it's like, there's Jerry West.
Yeah. He was something else. All right. There goes our reflections on Jerry West. We'll get into it more with Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. Before that, we got John Martin coming up next, and then we got Sam Hardiman after that.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.